Yesterday, in the interesting dispute between the Rashbah and the Ra'ah, in the Bedek Abayis and the Mishmeret Abayis. I wanted to show you, I have a very interesting version. Aside from the standard Torah Abayis that we all have, a number of other more recent editions. Someone gave me a copy of this one, which I will share with you. Torah Abayis Rashbah. This is only Bias or Ravi. What we have is just the same size as seven batim. This only has one. But I can understand why. It's beautiful big print, comments at the bottom, things in the back. He takes up this Rashbah we spoke about yesterday. I don't want to read the Rashbah again inside, but the Shulchan Aruch we do have. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch and see it there, and then we'll just work our way back to the Rashbah, and I'll explain to you based on what this version has. Okay? Simon Kuv Beis, Siv Gimel. Simon Kuv Beis, Siv Gimel. Now this, the topic of Kuv Beis is Dover Shesh Lamatiri, which is, that's the next time I'm accomplishing. That's not even this one. But it comes up in our discussion. Kli Shen Nesar B'Bliyas Isser, Shen Isarev B'Acherim, Ve'eno Nikar Bottle Barov, the Ain Don and also Kadav Shesh Martirin, Ramah, you should Tsarech Lahoti Allah Otsos, Lagilo. This is the sheet of the Rashba. He says it in the Torah Sabais. He gets blasted, but mommy blasted in the Bedek Abayis. He says, what is he talking about, this rabbi? What is he? Doesn't he understand what's going on? There's tremendous kashas against the Rashba. Let's review the kashas. What are his kashas? Kasha number one is wait a minute. Nikara Yisr. You can separate the Yisr by doing Hagala. It's not called a Taruvis. Number two, he says, here you have 10 pots. One of them was cooked, you cook pork in. So when you cook potatoes in the porky pot, you'll taste the pork. So what do you mean? You're going to come up to taste something trade? You can't be allowed this. Those are the kashas that the Rashbah is faced with. So we showed on the screen yesterday the Mishmeres Abayis. Rashbah contends with these questions by saying as follows. No, there is a case of Bittul by Nikar Ha'Isser. What's the case of Bittul by Nikar Ha'Isser? The case is, if you recall, Beitz of Avdalim and Beitz. There, wood of Muktzah gets mixed in with other wood, you have Marbalam. And the Rashbah, at least here in Mishmeres Abayis, is working with an assumption that it's Nikar Ha'Isser. It's a problem. The Ran and Beit HaDavdala says it's not Nikar Ha'Isser. And as a matter of fact, the Rashbah himself says on Davdala and Beis that it's not Nikar Ha'Isser. The Rashbah in his Chidushim is so sir, what he says over here, in the Mishmeres Abayis. That's a serious problem. More than that, in the Chuvas Rashba, he had a third shot in Beis of Avdalim and Beis. It's a unique case. Ein of Ikum and Atoros. Is that Chalas Chutz Torah and Atzei Muktzah? So there's three different interpretations of Mesechta Beis of Avdalim. I don't know how to resolve all those three different interpretations. And anyway, that's what he says there. You can have a case of Bittul, even if it's Nikar or Isr. Maybe. Now, the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah has what to say about these things also. Let's assume the Ra'ah holds that it's Nikar Ha'Isser. So how can the Ra'ah say, I have the fancy edition over here, how can the Ra'ah say that you never say Bittul by Nikar Ha'Isser? It's against the Mefurash Gemara and Beitza on the Avdalim and Beis. Again, assuming that it is in fact Nikar Ha'Isser. So all the Ra'ah do with that. Again, Mishmeres Abayis quotes that Gemara in Mesech the Beta on Avdalit. On the side, in this edition, you want to go up to page Reish Sam Avdalit, he says as follows. Lechora lo kasha the shita sarah. Why? because the Ra'ah said earlier that Eitzim Shenashru Mutal Levatel should the Mikla Kali Isura. Whoa. He wants a Chiddush Nifla on the side. How much it's true or not. The same as we saw the Machlokes Eim about this look at Chiddush by the Rabbonos. The Rashba says yes. And to be Moses. And the Ra'ah says no. Beit Shadavdal is unique. Why is it unique? Because Mikla Kali Isura. So you have the footnote on the side, he says, side note, I should call it. The same way it's unique with respect to Ra'ah Salachila, it's also unique with respect to Nikar Eser. Even though it's Nikar Eser, it's Batul, because you know why? And it all goes up in smoke, literally. It's all burned up. That's a Chiddush. I wouldn't have made that jump. As he suggests on the side over here on page Reish Samach Dalet, in this beautiful new edition. That's how they were all would answer. We have other answers. We can say, because it's Taka not Niker, we could say it's equal to Rabbonim. The Rashbam himself gave two other answers. But he gives a third answer based on the Ra'ah's earlier statement of Mikla Kali Yisura. Perhaps. Fine. Here's a big problem. The Ha'ilom Shad Mishmeres Habayis. I read it again to you before. U'mashachilek. This is the Mishmeres Habayis critiquing the Ra'ah. Bein Kalim. We had Eitzim. I told you it's a typo. Bein Kalim Elu. The Taruv is Yavish B'Yavish. Divrei Temahem. Migorem lo lahapech deos. Adarabba. Yavish B'Yavish shall call upon him Yochal Esa Yisrim Mamish Beino. Afilochem Atirim Mitam Dechad B'Trei Botel. Zeh. The pots. She'eno ochel olam amasho shal isr, elatam of olam amasho, velo no da be'ezo. We don't know which pot was used to cook pork. Lo kol shekei. Certainly, what there's also all time to get the rabbonim. We had a kasha yesterday. What are you talking about? In the case we have three pieces, you will never know. You will never know which is kosher, which is trek. Here, you will know. As soon as you taste the pork and your potatoes, that's exactly Ra'ah's kasha. So what's going on over here? This is a big problem, which is the Mishmeres Habayis as the kasha. At first glance, we don't understand what in the world he's talking about. This is a question which is raised in the back in this beautiful edition. I'll just tell you what page you want to look it up yourself. Page Shin Mem Gimel. What kind of question is this? Here it's Nikar Yisuk Sheitomo, as opposed to a case of Chad Betray, where you'll never know which is which. It's like this. The Rashba is Mukha Lishitoso. Because in the Shar Aleph, he says, listen to this now. We spoke about this once before. Shar Aleph, Mashem is Batel Bishishim, Dover HaMefapea. Remember that? Again, a Ra'ah. Open your Gemara, so I'll show it to you again. I'll read it to you from the Mishmeres Habayis again earlier, but this we never read before. But the original is in the Ra'ah, quoted by the Ran. Open to the Ran. We saw this not all that long ago. Let's see, where is this? Oh, the Ran is over here, Rabbosai, on page Kuf in our print. I believe. Is it here? Yes, page Kuf, column 2. Wide line 2, after the indent. Avalara, oh! He tells you where to find it. Bayez Dalet, Shar Aleph, Chof Aleph, Amad Aleph. In the standard print of the Torah of Bayez. Kosav, the Ein Chelim Mefapea Mizbatel B'Tzlili Olam. The B'Kdeirush Mizbatel B'Pnei Sharotim Molech Ha'isa B'Shovim. Aval B'Tzli, Shu Mefapea Me'atzmo, Epsha Shaharbe Mimeno Miskanes B'Mokom Echod. So you have to take off a kadei klipa, because you may taste it or kadei natila. Says the commentary here on page Shin Mem Gimel, but the Rashba Lashitasa disagrees. Where is that? Shar Aleph, again, Bayez Dalid Shar Aleph, tells you to find it on page Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. In this edition, he gives you the markings to those pages as well. Gotta find it. Okay, Yud Ches. Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Listen to what the Lashon is in the Mishmeres HaBayis. I never read this to you before. It's quite a remarkable Lashon. When the Rashba is arguing with the Ritva, he makes the following comment. This Ra'a said that it's a big problem only when it comes to water. There it's mispashet b'shoven, right? However, when it's in dry heat, it's not necessarily mispashet b'shoven. So you should require removing of the kedei netila, even though it's more than 60 times. Oh. He writes as follows. I saw it in my house yesterday in my old edition. Let's see. Find this new edition. Well, here it is. Here we go. I don't want to find it over here. I apologize, I'm not finding the Mishmeres HaBayis in this edition. But I'll read it to you because I copied down the Lashon, which I'm sure is somewhere right in front of my nose, but I'm not seeing right now. The point of the Ra'o was that the only time we say that it is when it's Berotev, because then it's Mispashet B'Shoven. Then it will diffuse uniformly and inequally throughout the entire piece. Oh, here we go. He says, the Kedera, then you have Shishin, because then it's Mispashet B'Shoven. But over here, Tzliya Melicha, Ein Bo Din Shishim Klal, She'ein Bo Eruv Chalokim V'Hashvoya Klal. So writes the Bedek Abayis. We saw that quoted in the Ran. So what will the Rashba respond? Let's try to get the right place. I want to sure. Just can't find it. Oh, here it is. I found it. He says as follows, Ela hashvoya zu, this expression of the Ra'ah to be uniformly diffused, lo shmanuha me'olam. Never heard of it. We never heard of it. The Ra'ah makes perfect sense. Bidl b'shishim should be diffused equally. If it's more concentrated in one place, you don't have to hear it. It's logical. Simple logic. See, so right over here in page Shin Mem Gimel, since the Rashba denies this, it means that even if you will taste something, Yitochen sheyargish tama shel iser mutar li'ochel al smach bitul b'shishim, against the Ra'ah. So therefore, the fact that it may become a point when you will take that pot which is once cooked with pork, and you will reveal its true identity when you cook the chicken or the potatoes in that pot, does, it's not fatal. You taste something which is non-kosher, so what? The same thing is true, and every time you have a kedei netila, Rabosai, within the chelesh mefapeh b'shishim, the initial netila, The first Netilah is going to be more concentrated, and you can taste it. But you're saying it's about the Batal B'Shishim. Doesn't matter. How could it not matter? This goes back to the very beginning. We spoke about it. Remember that Rasha we had? It's on the Bechina. Oh, which reminds me, not everyone took the Bechina yet. I just counted up the amount of people who took the Bechina. I'm not sure which way is the rove at this point in time, I have to be honest with you. But we're into double digits, but we have more than 20 people in the Shia. So I'm not sure exactly, I'm expecting people to take it. I mean, please. Anyway, so there we had a famous Nakuda of a Rashba in Mesech Techulin. I think it was Sadi Chesem at Beis, towards the end. He talks about, if it caused a Pasuk in Eov, you have to be able to taste it, and the Prima Goda had many questions, etc. And the answer we saw by the author of Megillah Sefer was, has to be Choshuv. The word Choshuv was used by the Rashba, if you recall. Choshuv. If it's not Choshuv, no, Tam Lev Gam, for example, or you're an expert, you have better taste buds than anybody else, doesn't count. It's not Choshuv. Here, he gives the exact same answer over here. True, you may come into contact, you'll be able to figure out that this particular pot, the 10 pots, 1 through 10, pot number 7, is the unlucky pot that has the taste of pork. It's not going to matter with the potatoes, because it's not considered to be a Tam Choshuv. That's the answer he suggests over here on page Shin Mem Gimel in this beautiful new edition. If I understand him correctly. That's how I understand what he says. Very good. That's how I understand what he says. Fine. Right. Seems to me it's still not such a great Kavachoma. Kavachoma that I just read to you before. Ma doch we say Chad B'Trei Batel. Kavachoma over here. But by Chad B'Trei Batel, you will never know. You will never know which of the three is Treif. Here you will know which one of the pots is Treif. So it seems it's still a little bit of a pircha on the Kal Vachomer. Apparently he assumes it's not considered to be a Dava Choshev. I don't know. If you take a look at the Chavis Das, he just has a little line about this. Turn to the Chavis Das on both sides in Sivkotten Gimel. Please turn to the Chavis Das in Sivkotten Gimel. And Simon Kuf Beis, I believe it is, if I have it right. Siv Cotton Gimel. Let's see if we're in the right place. Okay. Quotes the Ra'ah, this Kasha. Let's chazer is the third time. We saw it in the Ra'ah, we saw it in the Shach, now we see it in the Chavis Das. See it three times. Let's go. The Ra'ah is worth seeing it three times. Please look on the Chavis Das, Kuf, Beis, and Kotan Gimel. He had two Kashas. Aleph. The Keva, the Efshalah, Hotzi, Yisrael, Ali, the Agola, Havi, Kenikar, Yisrael, the Lobotl. Vesu Kasha. Holo, Sagi, Bekele, Bela, Shalitin, Yisrael, Tam, Beheter. Kavanasa. Right? Look at the Ra'ah. Right? Oh. What he answers? If it's a question of minim shavin, what happens? Each one absorbed chicken soup. Two absorbed rokeach chicken soup. And one absorbed Campbell's chicken soup. I assume they taste the same. I can't really be, but Jewish soup. But let's assume more or less the same. So if you took all three out, and they have three bowls, each one has water with, Rokeach, not only Rokeach, one has Campbell's. Huh? That's going to be mutter because it's no different than three pieces of meat. Two of which are kosher, one is mamish glad treif. So if that's the case, that solves the problem. Okay. The kosher again, the vasha by kelim afilu bekivan k'tel hafli b'kabluos u'le'ochla. And they were always wrong. Logar bluos elish and nosen osam. The Torah Shilim Yashayavish Biyavish, if that's the case. Oh. Fine. Shabbos. Ein aminon. That we're in big trouble. That we're in big trouble. Chodor was right. Tok sheyavashel yurgash tam or iser. And where the little aleph is, you'll taste the iser. V'garmi yavash biyavash min b'shen min be'ein omino. The yosu mitam im yavashem mitin tam. It's worse. And the poskim saying it's mutter as well over here. Not only min b'mino. That's a problem. Oh, why? He gives an answer. V'lav hochi tzorch lahamdin al achar me'es le'es. So yeah, ben yom. We never. You have to always wait. You have to wait 24 hours. Kamash kaz v'ashach. The yos af im yevash leim lo yovel de shemisser. Why? The no saint tam lefgam is mutter. Why bother kashering? So Tosna Vodasara says because nikwa shem yisser ala kli. Okay, that's only true when it's for sure when it's mixed up now. So the Chavos Das gave two answers. One, min b'mino. And the second is, no same time lifgam atkam. Rabosai, this is my introduction to go back to this. Now we go back to our beautiful kuntras, Rabosai, we were discussing yesterday. This kuntras called Lochem Yiel Le'ochla, which is going to discuss for us. By the way, I lost it. How to get down the pages? Like this way? Whoa! Can I get down here?
Use the arrow keys.
Can I? Will I be able to get something over here like this? Can I press this? Will it work?
No. Yeah.
Which arrow? This one?
Type in the number.
Will this work? Like,
yeah, but go down.
Wrong direction. This way. Okay, it's not pretty quick. Dumba. No time for Akdamas right now. Oh, so fast. Let's start off here. Very good. Rabosai, on this page, page 16, he wants to go like this. This is very clear, very interesting. Dasa Ra'ah, the Emes B'Kalim. That's what I'm going like this way, right? B'Kalim, Ein Bitl Ki Kevin She'ef Shalahotia Yisai De Agola. Habeniker, Lerashbo, Hakli Batel. We saw Kuf Beisiv Gimel. Ain't a nicker nicker. The Chora is that Kemoshe Kasad of the El Badasa Rambam. Sha'av She'ef Shalavaro. Kol She'ain't a nicker Mamish Batel. But the Rashbo himself says by Chemo, Astira. He says like this. Mashim Efshal Levar Eno Botel Zel Kshal Yedei Abiru Yeniker Sheyama Bifnei Atzma Avo Bekelim Abluim Eiser Avshal Yedei Agol Yistalik Eiser Mikomakom Leolo Lo Yama Bifnei Atzma. So just melt into the water. V'lechein Ein Teb Abiru V'shaper Eno Niker. This he wants to suggest that's Pshat Mishmeres Abayis, because the Aruch HaShulchan says that as well. Good. Frekt Akash on the placey. Akash Yotzef Achelev Yahweh Bifnei Atzmo, Im Kain Nikwe Nikur, Ben a bottle Midor Iso. Ain't a bottle Midor Iso. Right? Now, it's interesting, if you look at that Aruch HaShulchan that he tells you to look at, where is that Aruch HaShulchan? Did you quote one over here before?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, can I get this? Who can get? Can you get this for me? Another tab. I like to show the things a little bit as much as I can inside. Aruch HaShulchan Simon Kuvay Sif Tezayin. If you can get it for me somewhere else, but preserve this. I need this. All right, I need to get back here. I like the Talmud should see the source that he quotes. Whatever we can possibly see in a jiffy. I'd like to see it in the actual text. It should be easy to find, right? Or it should be easy to find? Okay. Study is good. What is Aruch HaShulchan called? Is that called a separate name?
it's a thing of the
Shuruch, okay, Chibur, good. Try that. Try Aruch HaShulchan. No, it's not Sovin, it's that's, yeah, Aruch HaShulchan. You're a Deya. Oh, yeah, I'll take over. I think I can go from here.
I think so.
Cool, Beis. Cool, Beis. Let's try this now. Okay. Okay. Anyone read it in the back, or it's too small? Too small? How do I make it bigger? Settings. This way? Okay. Sif Tezayin. Watch. Am I going to read in the back now? Kol HaKli B'Kelim Levad Mitam Dabei Hashem Atirin Ein Levitam Mishnei Tamin. Is there all? Oh, Yavish be Yavish, Lek a Tam of the Isura. He had to be Tam Isur. When you cook, it's going to give Tam. Shav. Yesh Lomar. You can't call him Nikar Isur. Why? Look at this. He has a new twist over here. Below Goraz, I may eight sim Shanoshum and Adekla be Yomtiv. Rabosai, Agamar Beitzit Abdalit. The marble I made to Mimsika Mishum, the Nasa Efer. He's saying a new vart, which we saw in the start of that new Shulchan Aruch, new Torah Zabayas. He's his vart. So he should have called the Aruch Hashulchan said the vart. That Mikla Kali doesn't only help in Vayvalis Chatchila, it helps for Nika Risa too. Wow. She have Flito Idea Gola, so Issa Lo Yishavi Menu Klum. Rabosai, we should. When I saw it in the side, who's this Machaber from 2010 when he wrote Kavod HaNu Chiddush, the answer is we should write him a letter. Did we realize it? Didn't realize it? It's Mechavet HaDi Aruch HaShulchan. This is printed in what year? Hold on. Give me a year. Come on. Don't say anything. Still no dates. The Haskama was written in Tavshin Samaches. Okay, so that it was written 2008. Okay, 5 years ago. This goes back to Aruch HaShulchan, about 100 years ago. That Nakuda is on the side. I think it's an excellent source. I thought it was a big Kiddush. But he says it. Mikla Kolas, it's not called Nikar Yisr. Okay? Wow. Atama Shehri Mishat Tama Shal Yisr Oto Odev Bliyas Yisr Me Yisr Be'en The Yavish Be Yavish. Achim Abluim Enim Shavim, then it's different. Chos Achav Das. Chos Achav Das. No son of Gam. The Kitzer, the Aruch HaShulchan is telling us a whole bunch of nice things over here that I want you to see inside the text. The most important that we saw was he's masking to that footnote on the side in this Nakuda. Okay? Fine. So now, how do I get back to where I wanted to go before? On top? This on top? No.
Bottom.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, back already. Look at that. Okay. He wants to know, it's going to be Nikam if Neatzmo. Right? Okay. Like this. Av she'ev shalasus pu'ula shayada yufar ha'isra v'yiyya Nikar. When it's Seder and Kilkel, they didn't require it. That's what he's suggesting. Shot in the Ramah. They have to make old souls. They don't have to make old souls. Chalev. The Ramah of the Lashon. Ke'ilu Nikar. Rabosai, we emphasize until now the word Nikar. He's emphasizing the word ki'ilu. The Rambam said ki'ilu nikar. It's not really nikar. Arrived at the place he is right, and the prima godim is wrong. Wow! I must tell you that word ki'ilu. My Rebbe would love that. Rav Soloveitchik was always into this. The Rambam is ki'ilu and kimo. Doesn't mean don't take it literally. That's exactly what he says. Ki'ilu. Let's go further. I have a problem. A stira in various mafarshim. Watch this. You come to your ruckus like this. Crazy or placey, even though he's the make of crazy or placey, that if it comes to the fat in the porridge, even right now you can't see it. Since right now you can't see it, the obligation to put in water to make it float is only by the Rabbanei Eshet HaMatir, not for any hefset. He's a makel over there. Here is a machmir. Kol tolash evshel demotza. Afilai de kama v'kama bedikis nechsheves l'nikeres and lebit l'medaraisa. It's a steer between the placey here and the placey that the famous one in Tzadikes. Oh, chelev, he holds the other way around. Question mark. And so the Chokmah Sama is the same steerer. Here's the answer. Yesh lahavdil ben tarovus lach belach. Look at this now. Shoiser mamish bolul beheter. Velo yia nikar elade pu'ulas hatzoninim. If you make it float. Velchei nechshav ke'eno nikar. That's why he's making. But yovesh b'yovesh, bugs in the flower. Shebe'em es ha'iser imu nikar b'mar e'u ar'e'u omen b'tayasma. The bug is by itself. Rak makomo nelameitano. We can't find the place of the bug. Right? How is that? Kichiluk shizbala. That's what he says. This is what he says over there. A distinction between one and the other. That's on the one side. How he answers the steer in the place. Fine. That's what he says just over here. Fine. The other way, the Aruch HaShulchan is backwards. Aruch HaShulchan argues in the place. He says nikar mamish. Wait a minute. But Aruch HaShulchan is a mekel when it comes to Efshel Levar B'Torah. We saw it's a steer in the Aruch HaShulchan in the opposite direction. So he answers. Why is he so machmir in Tzadikhez Sif Nun Hey? Can I get that easily now? The Aruch HaShulchan easily accessible now? It's a pain. Should he still be on? Where is it?
On
the bottom?
The E.
The E? Which, what E?
That's
this?
Yeah. Click the one on the right.
Right?
Right.
This one?
No. Go back to the E. See the two boxes that popped out?
Oh.
So the right one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What kind of. This?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, magic. Okay. So let me go back to Kuftsari Chest. That's the Sari Chest now. Boss, you're teaching me well. I want to read it to you from inside. Whatever we can, we'd like to see it from the inside. So we Chashuk, we saw already in the last week is Mako when it comes to the bugs that you can't find. Watch this. Look at this now. Chelav Elyon Shekhan Smetna. I told you this. The Shuman. Nishava Chema Kayadua. He says like this. V'chol Yisro She'ev Shal Afrido Lo Aminen Bei Chaticha Ein Shayach V'zeh Meshem Bittel Yisro She'ena Mevatlo Ele Motzio L'chutz L'gamre L'chaki Tzorach L'asiru Afilo Iko Samach Me'acha She'yocho L'hakir Ha'yisro L'asiru. It's easy, you can find it easily. Here's the answer according to the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. When you can find it easily, easy to find, Rebbe Osai, it's easy to find, that's why it's not considered to be in the category of a tarovis. However, if it's hard to find, then it is considered to be a tarovis. Now, if we're back on Bar Ilan already, how do we go on to the rest of Bar Ilan? How do you get back to the beginning of Bar Ilan? What do I press? This? Yeah? I'm looking for a thing called Mogen Ovos of Rabbeinu HaMeiri. Where would I find that? That's like Sifrei Halacha? Where's Sifrei Halacha the Rishonim? This is it. Do they have Mogen Ovos of the Meiri? Mogen Ovos, they have it. Look at this. Okay, Mogen Ovos of the Meiri. I'm looking now for Inyan Yud Beis. This is the Mogen Ovos. He's defending the Minhag of Provence of his fathers against the Ramban and those who were arguing with him. Nagu benos rilos bilo seder abichach miadoras akdumim sholechel pulim vadoshim shlo bebdika elosh ein machmiros bebdikas and kol kach adoshim bebdikas and kaletzla elosh ein lebedika biad elohim adoshim yishanos nos nos namo bemayim the kumas of us lamala. Okay, that's what they do. That's what they do. It's enough. Then they came screaming. They were looking for coolers. Why aren't we mochen them at the women? We should scream and yell. Nina bedika meula bechatichas kol pul upul lishnayim. Rabosai, did you ever have arvis? The shalom zava. You cut it in half. That's what they wanted in Provence. Cut everyone in half, check for a book. And the Miri is saying, Nantilem, Hanichu lebono shalonu, Tahani nashe didan benos morininu, Vilav de chosim bebe nasha, Loav de afe, they saw it in their mother's house. Ay, they call it kachun samach zayin, gewalt, it's a terrible thing, it's matzui, gewalt. Al tach peruni b'shas adin. Haber Rabbanim Atirim, Belisha B'digas Ba'olam, based on the Tosfos. His main point over here is why he thinks it's mutter. Back going into all the discussions of that Inyan, the main punchline, watch this. Is, hope you'll find it, that to cut each and every one apart is too hard. So it's in here, I can't find it right now. But that's what he's saying over here. It's such a big tircha to cut each and every one apart that they're not required to do it. You got the gist over here. If you look it up yourself, you see that particular line. Okay, Rabosai, this is what I wanted to show you here. Let's go back to where was I in Adabailan is here? No? This one?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, yeah.
There were plans to check these?
Things of that nature, right.
So what about something like a fig?
Fig.
Like most people say that you have to take a fig, you have to open it up.
Yeah?
Look inside. And that's what I see.
Okay, I'm not sure if that's true either. I don't know, it depends on the statistics. Rabosai, watch this. Watch this. We're discussing questions of what's considered to be visible and what's not considered to be visible. It's like this. He says, if you can't see it, you can't see it. It doesn't count. He's trying to find exactly the right spot over here. Let's just, one second, let me go back one page. Let's go a little further. Excuse me. Oh. Watch this. Toloim Zeiris, I'm getting to the New York City water now. Sheniten Lirosam B'mayim Kishesamim Osam Mula Shemesh. You put the water to the sun, you can see these little bugs. Mikri Nikar Vein Abatlim Adoraisa. Shken Yesh Isa Doraisa Kol Sheroash Isur Marchish B'toch HaMayim. O Sheivoda, O Sheodea rather. She Isur Marchish Avapisha Otem Eina Meiros Kol Sheef Sheleda. Aber b'sheich or beer, v'chadome, sh'tzvo'otem, it's opaque. O achar abishol, kol sh'yev shal ha'afkin klai de chusha ru'us, im yesh b'socho toloim, botol medoraisa. Yisurak b'shem beriyo, Af al gav de ba'odo b'nor o b'socha yoreh kodesh in his bashel ho'yev shel ha'hakeh sheyesh b'toch ha'viser. Look at that. He's quoting this from Yeshua's Malko. Depends upon what you can see with your own eyes. Not dependent upon your ability to straighten it out. Befurish. Who has ever seen a bug by holding the New York City water up to the sun? Just take a glass of water. Who's in this room has ever seen it? Once even. Okay, I'll assign you to go find some unfiltered water. Take it. Today's not a sunny day. Tomorrow, this mission, the sun will come out. You'll hold it in the sun. Tell me if you see anything. If you see something, let me know. It says over here, if you don't see it, then even if you, let's say, even if you knew we're there, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Even if you could somehow straighten it out, it doesn't matter. It's mutter anyway. The truth is that even if you could somehow see it in the sun, the Prima Gadim calls it a Ktsas Tircha. That's the one I asked you to see in today's Rabbi Conference and paid out. I'm not going to show you that right now. In the Sefer Dark Eid Shuva, Simon Pei Dalet, you can look it up yourself, Sivkot Mem Hei, he calls it Ben Avraham. Yes? Try a flashlight, I don't mind. See what happens with your flashlight. The Ben Avraham says, if you see bugs and they're floating in the water, and then the bugs die. Now that the bugs die, they no longer swim. They're passive. They're dead. Now you can no longer see it. Comes along the Ben Avraham and says, it's awesome. If you look on that same dock, it should be got an impression the meaning was to be matter it. More than that, I believe Rabbi Belsky has a very good point over here. The Ben Avraham was only makmir if you knew for a fact. I have a cup of water. I see that these things swimming in the water. I see it. And I throw in some chlorine. They all die. I take the exact same cup of water, pour it into a new cup. I see nothing. Then the Ben Avraham said, it's awesome. Others disagree with it. But in New York City water, you can never know for a fact, ever, ever, that your cup has a bug in it. Can't know for sure. No one says, even the biggest machmirim, no one is going to tell you, I'll take a shrua, there's a bug in this water. Can't, because it varies, so many variables. The temperature, the pressure, the 100 different things. So I think it's correct. I thought there should be mutter for this very reason. That's what I thought. Wow. A little bit further. We're talking here about what's considered to be a tircha and things of this nature. Here we go. Prima Gadim. Eino tzarach b'dike mitam sex veka. Even though it's rochus v'niris ayin. The Epshel of Vamesh Toloim, Mikomakom La'ayin Negar Hashemesh, Shekach Motzi Mesat Toloim, Havik Tzas Tircha, Uvesvek Sveko, Lo Matzvichan Afilu Tzas Tircha. How do you like that? So Torah Godol, the Betelos and Gansen, this is a Tzas Tircha. It's a very important citation of the Prima Godim in the Mishmetzel Zov, Sivkot Nyon Aleph. Okay, that's an important quotation Rav Osai found over here. Let's go a little bit further. Watch this. Avnei Nezer. It's talking about filtering water. Avachloik, this Rabbi and Rashi, when it comes to the Chema, he says like this. Olsen ve'erol shev shel sanan ele besudar shadove mishtai zman rav. It takes a while to filter through a sudar, through a handkerchief. You can be mekel. The Torah Godol Sanan Kach. He Evshalavah Bata Midoraisa. I would then bury Usr. So too, it's a Torah Godol. I didn't measure Torah. I have to go buy an expensive filter, things of this nature. Maybe consider that. Get cotton, change the cotton every 2 days. And they consider to be a Torah Godol based on the criterion of the Avnei Nezer, which is cited over here. Okay? And it's a fascinating proof. Watch this now. Watch this proof. Watch. Shulchan Aruch on today's Ma'amar Kamos. Not your sword yet. Im nimtza achar b'dikas of a woman. Sheret hanir leinayim. Also lechem b'dikasa. She's obviously doesn't check well. Al nimtzu toloim amatliyim etocha olim. She'enem nirin elo liachas shlikasa. You don't see it right away. Iyem shol ahakir b'kal. Mutu lahavashich lechem b'dikasa. Levush explains. Kevan she'eno pshia kolkach. Now, if you say that even a tiny bug, she'eno nikul einayim, which is not obvious, she'mekomo eni yodua, Torah godol emotzo, nechshav kenikur, v'nebotam edaraisa, who cares big or small, as far as her nemona? She blew it. What do you mean she didn't make it to the pshia? It was terrible pshia. That's her job, to find this teeny weeny to love, that not bottle. How could you ever rely upon her? Must be this tiny one that's not visible to Leinayim. The Yerushal Rav Makomo and the Betorah Godol is Botel Midoraisa, Rabbanis and Beria, and Efezeh lo Shivua Le'eno Nemenes. Before she did Shulchan Aruch like this. Machaber. Pay dollars if you love with respect to the Nemenes of women. That's a very, very nice Raya. That's a very, very nice Raya. Now, on this basis, what page are we on? 25? 26? Goes over here. He finds this over here. Whoa. He says like this. It's called Batel. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, the Vapashut. He actually lived on the Torah Godel, Vareach with Rabbana. And he wrote to Rabbi Yashiv. There you go. So it's all Batel. On this basis, he says, what are they arguing, Rabbi Osai? Next page. Sikum. If it's not Mugzuk B'charakim, it's Miut HaMatzui. Right? It's always Batel Midaraisa. Unless you see it mamash with your own eyes, simply. You have to be toreach, they're batel midaraisa. Very, very important. They're batel midaraisa. It's a question of varia. Okay, and there's another cooler. Unbelievable cooler. Watch this now. Let's say, Rabosa, you drank some water from an unfiltered tap, and there was a copa part of it. Oy, oy, oy. Oy, oy, oy. So we said it down, it's batel. Okay, batel. But still, yeah, batel. He does better than that. Since you don't know for sure there was a copper part there, you didn't taste it, you didn't feel it, you didn't see it, you are a misasek. Misasek. Misasek, we pass in the halacha like the Nesivis, is not even a maisavera. I'll tell me that the famous counter rule, misasek v'chalov and varayas chayav, what? Shekain. Nehneh, mafurshi gemara. You got had off from the copper parts. Don't tell me your proteins. We went through here once before. Yeah, I know it means you enjoy the taste of it. He calls it Shiva Siyam. It's Asif, Echalom, Chayim Chatas, Nene, Toloyim, Shetam, and Pogam, Eno Nene, Eno Miskav, and Amutter. Why must you check? Because you're required, if you didn't check, it's as if you're having Kavanah to eat it. You're having Kavanah to eat it. But if you didn't have Kavanah to eat it, because A, you thought it might not be there, and B, it's hard to check. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's called a misasek. And therefore, he quotes over here from the Ragachava that even though you want to be makbid very nice, lasos achrozo v'chadomet, don't make any publications that it's us. Exclamation point. As opposed to today what goes on. And so he writes in the Tzofnas Paneach. Okay? That it's only if you see it. So yeah, the Ragat Shomer said so, Rabosai. He quoted the Shivas Tzion, the son of the Behuda said so. Who else said so? I thought he quoted from someone else also. Or Sameach, I thought he quoted. One second, I thought it's here. Mm-hmm. somewhere. Shivas Tzion, as we know, the Kitzur, many of the Gedolei Poskim are making on this basis. Oh, now I'm also to the next important Nakuda. The next important Nakuda. I asked you to see the Shulchan Aruch. Let's open those of the green Shulchan Aruch. Open up the Siman Pei Dalet. Let's take a look inside and see what it says. One of these things we already saw in the Ran, the Gemara Nun Ches, and the Ran page Yutes, whatever page it was in the new print. Let's take a look in Siman Pei Dalet. Today's Ma'am Makarmis. Based on that Gemara Nun Ches. It's called Siv Ches. Call me. Ever look inside, please, if you haven't. If you have a regular old Zohar Gemara, you'll probably have it in the back too. If you don't have this Shulchan Aruch, if your Shulchan Aruch doesn't start at Pei Dalet, please look in the. If you have an old Zohar Gemara in the back, it should be there. And that should be there. I hope so. Pei Dalet Sivches. Kol minei peiros shedagon la'atliya k'shem mechubaron lo yochol at sheyivdok ha'pri mitocho shem yesh bo tolas im sharp yud beis chodesh ochel v'lo bedika. It's not miskayin. That's the Gemara we saw in Afton Ches. But you still should be doing a bedikah lehashachat talar and so on b'neim b'chutz, get rid of it, throw it out. Funny, he has other chashashes. Habalavash shalach yud beis chodesh perish et liu yitnim betok mayim tzoninim hamatulor v'amenukovim yalu l'mala, the junk will come to the top, and then you put it into boiling water, which will kill whatever's left, and that's going to be any good enough. V'lo mahani b'hem in boda karov eletzok livdoch kulam. This is the Rashba. You have to check each and every one. Each and every one. Fine. We're going to come back to this in a minute. Test. Avru bishul tachid beis chodesh below bedika. Im yochol livdo bodek. Vim lav mutter. Okay. Vim nimtzu ktsas begedera mashlichem v'ochol hashar. Because it's bottle b'shishim. The Yesh Mishom, but we saw this in Iran also. Tani Mili Shalim Tzu Ela Echad Oshnayim. Aval Gimel Odalet Hakol Osu. Hakol Osu. Fine. Says the Shachs of Kot Lamed Beis. We saw this already before. The Kevan Shenim Tzu Shem Kol Kach Huksak Atav Shul Zeh Shiesham Yosem Maik Hashem Nimoach. Oh. Maybe it's bottled, the berry is bottled, it's nimoach, it's crushed up. Mishumchad sveika lo sharinale, harayvid v'haran. You don't, even though it's a sveika de rabbanon, we are not makim. Doesn't explain why. Doesn't explain why. Doesn't tell you why. Let's see here why. Why? Why? Look what he says over here, he quotes it. Watch this. Chad sveika lo sharinale. Why? Sveika de rabbanon. One reason. It's a vadai barrier. You know for sure it's a barrier there. Okay? And if it's a vadai barrier, suffek nimoach ain't suffek b'otzi midei vadai. Number one. Two is it's chazek yisura. It started off as an isser. Okay? That's what he says. Now, obviously, we're discussing a possibility over here of some kind of a possibility of some kind of an Issa Doraisa. Watch this. Ikwa Doraisa. What happened over here? Oh. So let's analyze this a little bit. If it's Nikar Bikal, if it's easily seen, then we say that it's not bottle midoraisa. That is true. Whatever is nikar bekal is not bottle even midoraisa. This can be found in the Prima Gadim, I believe, in Mishpat Zalzov, Sivkot on Yud Beis. Watch this. Look in, if you haven't, Sivkot on Yud Beis. Please look inside. He says you need a svek sveka. He says, that doesn't mean here it's derabbanan, the berry and the potato have it derabbanan. Zedavka be'evshalahakir ha'isur, Umenat Torah batalu. But milvin sherokshin v'nirim lo'enayim lo shayich bitl menat Torah. And that's why you have to have a svek svek. The question becomes, yes, an hour din shulchan aruch, im avo bit shel tochid beis chodesh. We saw in Siftes. You still require the bedika, the Rashba says, on the mechaber. Why bedika kala to put it in cold water, to put it in hot water? Why? He says, suffek is not a suffek hashaku. That's what he says. If it's not a 50-50 suffek, then we cannot say it's a sveka derabot of the kula. That's his chiddush in pre-Megadon, Mishpat Zov, Siv Koton, Yud Beis. But if it's a 50-50 suffek, we could potentially say sveka derabonon le kula. Very, very important yourself. Now, okay, if you look in the poskim, it's only if it's nikos or shalav adarais. The Chasam Sofer explained, it's quoted over here also, why must you check Aita Svek Sveka? One second, look inside please, if you don't mind. I'm trying to find things over here. He says, it's your fault. Over Obishel. Over Obishel. Since you did it, no good. Or another pshat or both sides. That the Rashba who requires this bedika is Lishitasa. This is important to see. Watch this. Let's see if I can find it. Avaru Bishel Mutter Mishim de Hamed Avar Cheska. So, Svek Sveka. Right? So it's a Svek Sveka. Trying to find some things over here. If it's Nikoros Bekal, it's a Sveka Doraisa, then you need a Svek Sveka of Nimoach. That's what he says. Even if it's a shayla of a d'oraisa, lost over here. We can be makel in a situation of svek sveka. That's a very important nekuda. Even if it's a chashash d'oraisa of both sides, if it's a svek sveka, we still can be makel. This is another important nekuda. Another important nekuda. Let's go a little bit further. Getting a little bit, I'm scrolling up and down, I'm getting a little bit lost over here. Give me a sec. Forgive me, but my screening talents are not so good. I'm not finding what I'm looking for. Let's go further because I'm just not finding what I'm looking for. Hold on, sorry. I'm just a little lost here. We saw the Shulchan Aruch about say, Ovar Ubishlo Lechatchila Yesh Livdo. I just Svek Sveka, we have the Kasha. Evshul Adayat Shagam Bahach Sova Karashba, which means what? The Svek Sveka you have to check. Im Lo Shen Nochad, we should hold, Kedra Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer is the one who said that the reason why I have to check, he tells his back, look back at footnote 33. The reason why I have to check is because you're a bum. Because you cooked it when you shouldn't have cooked it. Where's that? Alright, let's see. So here we go. Look, can you help me? Not, I finally found what I was looking for the whole time. Can you read in the back? Is it big enough? Not so big? Huh? Who can read? Who cannot read this? Raise your hand, I'll make it bigger. Yeah. How do I make this big?
Plus?
Straight up.
Yeah.
This?
Yep.
All right. Umash, can you read it now?
Yeah.
B'dikah l'chadchila afil l'avar b'bishel av shekvar yesh to svek svek v'mutu yesh loma she'ovar ha'alocha u'bishel v'lo b'dikah hitzrichu she'mikol mokom lo yipotim v'bidikah gam b'di'evin k'dei she'echol te nisker as the Chasam Sofer wrote. That's reason number one. Yoseh yesh loma. This is very important. Yoseh yesh loma. I'm sorry I couldn't find this before. Yoseh yesh loma. A bed of shah. Sharash with the shitoso. Gambis svek sveko. Im evshul levarer mevarerina. Im ken the shita sachuma sadeshen. Who deny it? Then you don't have to. This was on the today's Mamakomas. I told you to look in Simon Kuf Yud. The other Mamakomas? In Simon Kuf Yud is a machlekas on this very Nakuda. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch, Abbasai. Please open your Shulchan Aruch. Where's today's Maram HaKamos? Kuf Yud Sif Tes in the Ramo. Can you please look there, if you don't mind? Kuf Yud Sif Tes in the Ramo. Kuf Yud is holding about Svek Svekas. It's a tremendous Arichus. I don't know when we're going to get to it, but at least they have a little taste. The Ramah says, in Kuf Sivtes, one minute, please. The Shach is forever over here. Excuse me, it's like finding my place over here. Here we go. He says as follows. Afilo elocheskes is kagon. Yeah. He says, yesh lehatim mikoach svek sveko. Afal pi sheyesh levayer ade bedika sareya ein lochush. When you have a svek sveko, at the very end of the Ramosif test, you could check, you're not required to check. Says the shach lamed hei samachvav. Ain't Sarach Bedika Klal. It's the Chumas Hadeshen. Who disagrees? The Rashba. The Rashba in Chulin Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Afilu Hecha Deika Svek Svek Sarach Bedika Hecha Dichon Levarai De Bedika. So the Rashba, that's quoted here in Simon Pei Dalet Siftes, that you should check, is the Rashba Lashitoso. That's what is over here in footnote 33, the Shitaso. We pass like the Ramah. You're not required to do so. You're not required. Okay. It's interesting. The Beis Meir here says the Rashba changed his mind. That's what he says. Torah Sabayis. He says, Daf Mem Hei, Bayis Beis, Shargim Vamad Beis, Chosarbo. So good, so the Rashba backed out. So we were okay, even according to the Rashba. That's what he suggests over here in the Beis Meir. In any event, Rabosai, in any event, the he knocks out the Shach as a Raya L'chumra. The Shach over here that I asked you to see, quotes the Gemara Masechta Zvochim, which is Macher. What does it say over there? Zvochim Ayin Aleph Med Beis, Kol HaZvochim Shen Nis'arvu Betrei For Yiru HaShistavu. Hey Kidomi, what's the case? He says, "In Isa the ain Torah Bedika Klal Tikshi Svek Sveka." It's a raya that you Svek Sveka. It's a charaya barura. So the Beis Meir says, "No, that's what he says over here. That's no raya at all." You know why? Because Rashi says on the Mishnah in Zvachim that is referring to a case of what's called chad bechad. Chad b'chad means it's not one and two, but it's one and one. That's not considered to be a suffix at all. Again, I'm just giving you my Maram HaKomis. Look at the Beis Meir that I asked you to see. On that shach, You'll see that he has this very important argument against Shach's Raya. You want to be a maker, if it's a Svek Sveker, you're not even required to check at all. You're not required, even though there's no... You're not required. You're not required to check. That's all. You're not required to check. The only time you're required to check is if there's no Torah at all. The Gemara is in Masechta Pesachim. Kol Heichad Emshel Avraham Avarin. Ask the guy. You did the B'dikas Chometz or you didn't do the B'dikas Chometz. That's not a Tircha. Ask him. But anything more than that, you're not required to check. It's not required. Okay, Rabbi. So now we come to some more of the topics here as far as the Halacha L'maisa is concerned, as far as checking for vegetables. Rabosa, you ever have lettuce? Who's ever seen bugs in lettuce? Raise your hand. Who's seen bugs in lettuce in the inner leaves as opposed to the outer leaves? A lot of hands went down, right? Outer leaves are always filled with bugs, at least romaine lettuce for sure. So maybe we should make a distinction in the inner and the outer. Here we go. Can I move this over a tiny bit? Which way do I move this over? This way?
Yeah.
Watch this. Look at this. What's kruv? Kruv is cabbage? Sha'miyut ha-motzi yurak ba'olav ha-chitzoniyim. Ava ba'olav ha-pnimiyim ein ha-motzi. Get to check the rest? Some say yes. But some say no. It said 150 years ago this shadow came up. He says, outside is miyut ha-motzi yubidika. You get an impression. Olav ha-pnimiyim is not even a miyut ha-motzi. No chiyuv bedika. That's the paskins halacha lemaisa. You're not required to do it. You're not required to do it, Rabosai. Oh, now we come to the problem of the Ramah that we just saw. It's a serious problem. I don't know how to answer this problem, but it's a problem. Now, everyone knows the Rashba. The Ramah quotes Bekitzer. Ein lehistapeg. This doesn't mean doubt. It means to, enough. It's not enough. Bedika saktas. Yes.
How do you know when they're outer ones turn to inner ones? Where they stop being outer?
You have to do a controlled experiment. You check 10 heads of lettuce. You see the outer ones have bugs, the inner ones don't. So the 2, 3, you'll figure out yourself how many outer is outer. 1, 2, or 3, or 4, not more than that. Okay? But look at this. Uvidoma lebdika sareya. You checked one lung and it's okay. It says nothing about the other lungs. That's what the Rashba said. Okay? The problem is, it makes no sense. It's such a peladik as ach. Why? Some lungs have lesions and holes. The fact that I checked animal A proves nothing about animal B. It's just random. But over here, when it comes to the bugs, Rabosai, it all depends on the location, where it came from. Was it a buggy field or not? Buggy time? And this Shlomo Kluger has this kasha. Shebekvutzatz peyra sheba mimokom echad location efshel ismachal b'dika sarov efshel shafilim b'dik shlosha protim. It's a chazaka. Not the same as the Rashba. He wants to say that the Rashba said you have to have everything, not enough a rov. K'deil ha'chzik es also amin b'chloluso she'nogua ba'osa shana for the whole rest of the year or mekom shonim. But if it's in the same location, he thinks it could be mekel, has nothing to do with the situation of the lungs. The lungs is a totally different story. I think it's a gewaldige gatina. It's a gewaldige gatina. Gewaldig. So now, Rabosai, let's take a look over here. A little further. Watch this. Oh. Watch this. He makes the following comment. How much should you check?
How much did you check? He's suggesting over here, you hold on a second. Where is it? Can I get confused here? Going the wrong way. I apologize. I'm having problems with my directions over here. Please forgive me. Oh. Here. So how's it up to check three? He says, "Mistaber, shembada kamos kashir shabo kaima chashash lemir tamotzi lemoshel." If you're worried about 1 in 3 or 5 or 10 has bugs, and you check 3, 5, or 10, and they're all clean, there's more room to be makel. Cheskas heter for the shara peris. That's what he suggests. Wow, it's a very interesting chiddush. But kitzur nimitz, the Rashba who says they have to check everything, is not so poshut that it's true in all these cases. Okay. So now, let's get to halacha lemaisa. He gives examples of strawberries. Rabosai, by a show of hands, who's ever seen a bug in a strawberry? Ever? Can I get to the page numbers this way? It's going to work? It's not going to help me. It doesn't help. Who's ever seen bugs in strawberries? We've done it before. Who's ever seen even one? So he discusses strawberries at the end of this whole long thing. And this is the conclusion of his magnum opus, his whole kuntris, that's talking about in general terms, he starts talking about strawberries. Where am I going? Almost there. Here we go. Strawberries, watch this. How do you say strawberry in Hebrew? Tut sadeh. They did a check, and they found 17%. What do you mean 17%? They give you the exact numbers. 79 bugs, and 471 strawberries. Is when? After what? You took off the top, you know, that's where a lot of bugs are, and you looked at it, put it in water with soap, checked the water with a strainer. Turns out that at the beginning, there was 17% that had bugs. Okay? That's after they took off the head, so I understood it. That's already Mi'ata Matsui. It's a Mi'ata Matsui. The problem is, he says, it's not a random sample. Look what he says. He checked carefully. He says like this. Where'd he get it from? Watch. More than a third were in one place. The guy from the Arabs. Yeah, that's talk tachas, he says. And so, Arabi, or they got it from a place which is, they got it what they called bio-organic, which they didn't have any pesticides at all, even the what we call the so-called kosher ones, right? So he says, like this, 70%, no. If you have the Arab and the bio-organium, there was 30%. But the other half, good old Jewish farms, 6%. So if you buy your strawberries in Eretz Yisrael, from a good Jewish farmer, or New York, from a plain American farmer, he says he only found it in, I don't know what it is in America, 6%. That's a mi'at she'eino matzui, according to almost everybody. According to almost everybody. After Rabosai, you put it in the water, and you, after you put it in the water, watch this. He says, after you put it in the water, what happened? Totso sa'ea nikios l'chalutin. It was absolutely clean. So once you put it in the water with a little soap, then he says, there's nothing there, this line. Nikios l'chalutin, they found one bug, a fluke. So that's why you can eat it even without the soap and water. You want to be machmir, put it in soap and water. So those people say you can't eat strawberries at all, I don't know where they're coming from. Says you're allowed to eat strawberries with the soap and the water, and if you eat mikaradin, can have it even without the soap and water. Then he has the following nekuda. It's a very chashuv rav in Eretz Yisrael by Reuben Shlita from Rehovot. He's a machmir kashrus. He says, "La hatzich b'dika no sefes ba'ayin acha kol ha'nikyones."
You did it with soap. You did it with water. You got to check it again. Any day of tamo. Any day of tamo. What do you mean? You cleaned it. We know if you clean it with soap and water, there's nothing there. What do you have to look for? He has a taina against the Hagoyin or Avruman from Rehovot. Okay? Fine. Good. He says, if you take... Yeah, fine. Now let's go a little bit further. This is a child I've had for years, and I never saw it in print. I saw it somewhere, but I wasn't happy with what I saw. Here, I'm much happier. This is the most important child of all, if you ask me, in all of Hilchos Bugs, it's coming up right now. Yes, sir, what's your question?
Organic strawberries.
I wouldn't buy it. Yeah.
So the 6% was after the soap and...
No.
That was just done.
Six percent. I guess you cut off the top.
Without soaking it.
Without soap.
So what is really...
No. They soaked it and they saw it. 6% had it. And that's how they got 6%. Whatever it is. Yeah.
They checked the water out.
Right. They checked each one. They found 6%.
What is Rebbe holding himself in terms of?
So my wife puts it puts the strawberries in a thing. Sometimes she puts it in some soap, but sometimes she doesn't put it in soap. I don't.
She always cuts off the top.
We always cut off the top. We always put it in water. Always. But beyond that, you're not required to do. Make it right in. You want to put soap, it's not a problem. Here's a very critical question. Perhaps this is the most important question of them all. Think about this for a minute. Watch this. Look. We come. Bugs you can only see with a magnifying glass. Is that true? Rabbi Vai writes like this. If you can't charakim shlonit on the hafkin cloud without imsoy ezer up to him, that's het the gama. Every couple, even water and even filtered water has all kinds of swimming bugs, only visible under a microscope. That's het the gama. Everyone agrees to that. The ben charakim shlonit avnam there also be'ein enosh, a person that I can see it, could go on the kudos shchoros eros. You see a black dot. All you can see with your regular eye is a black dot. Achzihuim kicharakim v'lokin nekudos v'lichlech v'kadome. That's only with a magnifying glass. He says, Rabbi Vai, it's awesome. It's awesome. So he requires a magnifying glass. This to me was always bothersome. The Kaddish Baruch Hu wants to have a magnifying glass. Why? He says it's absolutely incorrect. Where does this come from? Lo matzano chilas shekazeh b'divrei kol haposkim. Where does this come from? Adarabba. They're Mekel. Who's Mekel? Whoa. How do we get this out? He quotes him Shlomo Zalman. By that he quotes him Shlomo Zalman after he passed away. Read him Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, which was printed 3 times in his lifetime. He says, "Beferish tzmutter, ayin regila." You can see it. You have to be able to see the richishas and see them moving with your own eyes. In other words, Shlomo Zalman only requires ayin shel adam ragil, not a mumche, and obviously not a magnifying glass. So therefore, he thinks that it should be heter gomer in this case. It's a very, very, very common case. Very common case. Very common. Now, where are we going to find this in earlier sources? Right over here. The Pshat of Shlomo Zalman has to be, I think it's correct. This is Sastirim Shlomo Zalman. Here's the answer. I think it's the next page. Oh, so what is this Machmir? Hakavana lemikre, Sha'achre Sha'amumche Mazbir le'odom, Shazui tolas. Even though he thought it was a dot. But now the magnifying glass. Rabosai, they have all these tests. Come down, we'll show you the bugs. I've had many cases where they can't find them. They're embarrassed. They come, they're older, about to come. Here are the bugs. Where are they? Here's the magnifying glass. No magnifying glass. Can't show me. They show me a dot. The only time if an expert can show me this black dot, it's a bug. How do I know? It's a magnifying glass. No, 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 no. Without a magnifying glass. If you can't demonstrate to me as a plain Jew how I can discriminate between a bug and a non-bug and a dot of dirt without a magnifying glass, it's halachli mutter. Who says so? Rabbi Vosner, Shevet Halevi. Im Adam Roa Nakuda Shechora, Ve'ena Mizal Sakatolas, Eino Chayav Livdok Beschulas Magdalis. That's it. You're not required to look in a magnifying glass. You're not required. It's mutter. It's mutter. This is a very important nakuda. Very important. The only time you're required to have a magnifying glass, if you can see it in the sun without the magnifying glass. That's true. They found a few people who were looking at magnifying glasses. That's true. Who were they? He prefers Rosh Hashanah and Shemir Shabbos. Who were they? There were a few. He says, Rav Yaakov Emden, just be able to find it easier. Okay? Or Achasam Sofer, before the Seder was checking. Doesn't mean he was checking to see things which he could only see without a magnifying glass. You could see even without one, but it's easy to see with one. I'm not against, or both sides, I'm not opposed to using a magnifying glass on Erev Pesach if you want to check for your bugs and your romaine lettuce. But what you're going to see, you take away the magnifying, oh, there it is. But if you can't see anything without a glass, then it's mutter, even if you can see it with a glass, which is common when it comes to these black dots. This is a very, very important nakuda. And I want to show you a footnote over here he has a little bit later on, which is, I think, critical. Watch this. There's a chokhmas odom. Yes, sorry.
If a person can see it with the magnifying glass, but without the can, are they allowed to eat it? Like,
Listen, I'm not telling you, I can't tell you what to do. But it seems to me that if you can't see without a magnifying glass and you pick out a glass, you don't want to eat it, you're grossed out, don't do it. Api alocha, if you put it away, put the glass away, where is it? I can't find it anymore. You can't see it anymore. I think it could be its mutter. It sounds a little bit funny. That's what should emerge. That there is a chokhmas odo. I'm going to show it to you. Over here. What I do? Right. This is the sefer, Abosai. This is the sefer, Bedikas Hamazon Kalocha. And he talks about it in quite a few places where he says it's Nakuda. If you see it in a magnifying glass, you have to be Machmir. And I keep saying that it's not true. Let me just read you a little bit. I see I only have to finish in 5 minutes. We'll put it away. There's a Chachmas Adam, which is quoted somewhere over here, I believe. I'm just not finding it. Where he says, I don't know where it is, somewhere here, that as follows. If Shrotze Hamayim, that you can see them, you know they're Toloim. Another guy can only recognize it when you take it off the particular fish or something like that. It's considered to be prohibited. If the average person, when you separate it out, can see that they're swimming, comes along Rabbi Vai, this is very important, and says, you know what? There are rabbis in New York who ask the copepods. Why they ask the copepods? How you can't see them? I mean, it's going around in circles a little bit. Let me see if I can find the right place.
Right.
Yes.
When he said you can't see them, was that within the context of knowing that there's only 6% there? But if you know there's more there, but you still can't see them, it's a problem.
Copepods. I'm not.
With strawberries.
Now we're now talking about water. I gotta find the right page though. I wrote down the page numbers. I'm so many pages here. Give me a minute. I want to try to find it. Sorry for taking time, but this is important. Give me a second, please. No. I just, you know, I'm not a bucky in this book, but I know I saw it here for sure. It talks about the New York City water. The kids, I'll tell you about Penn. I'll read it to you tomorrow. There are abundant who say the copepods are awesome, even though they're invisible. He has an expression in the Sefer, it's hard to see them. I think it's impossible to see them. Why? Because they're dead and they look like little white specks. I never saw a white speck in the sun myself in my whole life. He says, since you can see them, Rabosai, since you can see them when they're alive, when they're swimming in the reservoirs, so therefore they're also in the tap. I thought if I kept, it's mustard in the tap for that very reason. I can take a cloth and I can put the cloth on the top of the faucet, and I leave the cloth there for a week, and I'll gather a lot of bugs in that cloth. Then I'll take the cloth, put it in a bowl of water, and all the bugs in the kabbalah will be able to see it. Who cares? It's mutter anyway. The Chochmas Sodom, which I'll read to you later tomorrow, says it's only true that it's usur if I can just see it plain, not with these kind of tricks. The Chochmas Adam asks in this precisely this case, only if, Rabosai, I can see it and know that it's a bug plain, not when I take a cloth and move it and gather a whole bunch off to the side. It seems to me, again, I want you to come tomorrow and share with the results. Check it out. See if you can find anything. And let me know. If you can find things, Rabosai, then all I'm saying is wrong. Everything else, I hope I'm not wrong, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Rabosai, let me tell you what's going to be happening. Tomorrow we're going to finish up with this kuntres and read Rabbi Shabtai, some highlights of the English kuntres, which Mordechai has on his computer also. Which, if you want to, everyone, because everyone has it already. And we're going to finish up with that, with this, and we have to start the other part of the sugya of Beria, which is the next set of Ma'amakomas of Bosai, Rush, Lamed Hay with the Chavas Das, etc. That'll be tomorrow, the letter. And I hope that on Thursday we'll start the Chaticha Ruil Eskabed, which is the last part of the Ma'amakomas for today. All the letter. Okay.